This is KUT. I'm David Brown with the Texas Standard. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott has asked for emergency aid to cover border security. He says Border Patrol agents have their hands full dealing with the influx of migrant children. By now, you've no doubt seen the pictures online of what appear to be hundreds of unaccompanied kids crammed into small rooms, sleeping on floors of Border Patrol offices. For more than a month now, hundreds of children have been crossing the Texas border each day. Jim Richardson is director of the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention. His group was called in to help with the crisis.
We provide temporary solutions. We come in during the crisis, whether it be in this type of crisis, the humanitarian crisis, or whether it be in a crisis such as a hurricane or a tornado, to be able to provide temporary care for people. We were able to go in not only to set up showers and child care workers, but we were also able to set up our laundry teams. While the children were taking their showers, we provided them with clothing to wear while we actually washed the clothes that they had. And we've also had a feeding unit that has been cooking meals for the children.
You said that you handled disasters. And,
that's correct.
So how does this one rank?
I would say it would be comparable to a hurricane. Maybe not as much as Hurricane Katrina. The difference here is that while the rest of the world goes on in normal operation, you have these pockets of children who find their life in crisis. In these situations, the people that are living right there in that community may not even know that it's going on.
That's striking to me that people in the communities where these kids are, where this crisis is taking place, might not even realize that the crisis is happening right there. And yet at the same time, as this story gets more attention, we are seeing people all over Texas saying, how can I help? How can I help? What can I do?
I have had people ask me the same question and have the same concerns, because I think the concern is, what can I do to help at least one of these kids and to be able to offer some solution? And what we find is that in this situation, I don't know that there's going to be a lot that individuals will be able to do until the federal government finds a permanent solution for this crisis.
Now, is your work done with this, or do you anticipate being called back if the situation begins to deteriorate again?
If this situation begins to deteriorate, we stand ready to go back in and stand in the gap. Our volunteers, they really, their hearts were broken for these children. It's like a lot of other people, their hearts are broken. And we will certainly do everything possible to assist if the need arises again.
Jim Richardson, director of the Southern Baptist of Texas Convention. Once the children are moved from the border, they're being sent to makeshift shelters in Texas and elsewhere. That's where Jonathan Ryan begins his work. He's with RAISIS, a refugee and immigrant legal services group in San Antonio. Jonathan, you've been to Lackland Air Force Base, which is where they're housing nearly 1,000 of these kids. How does the situation there compare with the pictures we've seen?
Yeah, the images that we've seen online of children crammed into Border Patrol stations don't reflect what is happening inside the walls of Lackland. It is an Army barracks, and so the children are experiencing a similar lifestyle to the new recruits who are there at the Air Force base.
When you say similar lifestyle to what new recruits might actually experience, are they happy? Are they healthy? Are they treated humanely? What's happening?
Well, I think right now the World Cup is probably the most popular show on TV at the shelters. They watch movies, they play games, they read books, they attend classes, they're learning a little English. I'm confident that they're being treated humanely there inside the shelter. I don't think anybody can be called happy when they're coming off of a very dangerous, sometimes traumatic journey, both in Mexico, in their homes, and probably coming through the Border Patrol as well.
As you talk to these kids, and obviously you're trying to determine whether or to what extent they might be able to apply for refugee status, what are the kinds of stories that you're hearing from them?
We're hearing stories involving extreme abuse in homes, also violence in the cities and towns in Central America that is extreme. It's a paradigm in Central America where for many children, when they reach the age of 8 to 13, they're faced with the decision of joining a gang, being killed by the gang, or getting out. And many of the children that we're seeing here are the good kids that that were able to get out.
We have been hearing from folks, especially through social media, who are saying, how can we help? How can we help? You know, what do you tell them?
The HHS Emergency Management Division, who's operating Lackland, receives assistance from the federal government, and they can also accept donations for physical goods that the children may need. One component that's currently not being funded by the federal government is legal screenings to determine which of these children may be refugees. Our agency is currently doing that without funding, and this problem is going to remain over the coming months as children are identified as needing assistance. It's a difficult and long process, and we need attorneys who can help out in the long term.
What next? Is there any way that you can see this ending at some point?
I think that the historians will tell us more about what pressures and motivations led to the current influx of children. The Congress will spend this summer debating immigration reform, and the issue of these children will certainly play a part and be spoken about as part of that debate. But I think it's important to keep in mind that what we have here is a humanitarian crisis, that this is a refugee crisis, and that these are children. The way we approach these children needs to be one of compassion and empathy, and we need to be looking for the most vulnerable and victimized among them so that we can get them the critical support that they need right now.
That's Jonathan Ryan with the immigrant legal aid group RAISIS. For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.